We like to tackle big problems, and there's a really big one. And the problem is software sucks. $60 billion a year is spent just fixing bad software. In fact, one out of every $5 spent on software is just wasted.
Oh, what does 108 mean? Ah, that's a good question.
That's Carson Wade, Senior Developer Relations Manager at Red Hat. 108, he tells me, has a number of meanings. It's a sacred number in Hinduism. The Hindu version of the rosary, called a mala, has 108 beads. The atomic number of hassium is 108. In Homer's Odyssey, the number of suitors that coveted Penelope was 108. In Japan, at the end of the year, a bell is chimed 108 times to finish the old year and welcome the new. The number of sins in Tibetan Buddhism is 108. And, as Karsten points out to me, it's also the number of stitches on a baseball.
It's a place where our customers and ISV partners and Red Hat developers and Red Hat support personnel, members of the open source community, can come together and collaborate and work to solve real problems. So it becomes a place that projects can be created spontaneously, a place that Red Hat people who have not been able to have the tools that they need to host projects and create collaboration between partners and customers can go out and make these spaces spontaneously, ad hoc, as they need them, and put them together. And similarly, customers and ISV partners are also going to have an equal role in this space.
Todd Barr, Director of Product Marketing, Red Hat.
A 2004 study that Stanford did said that the 2.6 kernel has 0.17 defects per 1,000 lines of code. Commercial software generally has 20 to 30 defects per 1,000 lines of code. So something's going on there.
We don't have all the answers, but we know that the open source methodology makes good software. And at the core of that methodology is collaboration. So we've created 108 as a collaboration and content portal that is centered around developers and provides this voice that Red Hat has been providing in the community, and now we're providing with our customers, with our ISV partners, all the corporate developers, all the IT shops, all the system integrators, and also voices from the community.
I navigate to 108.redhat.com. I'm pleasantly surprised that my Red Hat login lets me enter. There are forums, resources, a section for partners, developer profiles. I poke around the site for a bit, trying to figure out what 108 is all about. The website encourages me to set up a developer profile so that others searching for the information in my profile might be able to find me. In the partner section, I see spotlight on Intel, AMD, Black Duck, CollabNet. There are many partners already listed in the categories. It looks as if they'll be able to set up their own development centers where I can work with them or see what they're doing. I pick a project, Convivial. It's under the category Java, and it's owned by J.S. O'Mara. The description is that it's a social bookmarking tool. It has a message from the owner. It's currently in the design and prototyping stage. They've written no code. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. But there's a link to the owner's email address, and I suppose I can email him if I have more questions. It's clearly in the early stages of development. The homepage of 108 calls it a people networking community. Soon they'll be rolling out customizable personal pages for developers with URLs like yourname.108.redhat.com, but there's no more details about that yet. I'm surprised at the number of people who have already signed up, the number of partners in the partner section, and how many threads there are in the forums. The beta launch of 108 was only announced, after all, a few days ago.
A lot of people said to me, oh, I'm not a developer. But then when you talk to them, you find out, oh, they have filed bug reports. Oh, they have written an email that tells somebody how to do something. That's documentation. They've been involved in the QA and the testing process. Maybe they've sent a little bit of a code patch before, but they still don't think of themselves as a developer. So I want to encourage everybody to get involved, no matter what job role you think you have.
The podcast you have just heard is distributed under version 2.5 of the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works Creative Commons license. For more on this license, see creativecommons.org. For more podcasts and further information on Red Hat, visit redhat.com. Thanks for listening.